Sunday, March 11th. President was at the White House for a church service this morning, called at 10 before it to get the reaction of the gridiron. I filled him in on how it had gone last night so he'd know when he sees the people at church today. He got into the POW question, concerned because Ross Perot is booked June 2nd for Heart of America POW salute with Bob Hope, so he wants to move ours to May 28th to come ahead of his. And thinks we ought to get the Sammy Davis deal tied into Ross Perot's thing and let him do it. But we have to get control of this immediately. His concern is that Perot probably has the Astrodome and so on, and that people get tired of applauding the POWs, and we can't let our part of it get eroded. He shifted the cost of living thing to Tuesday rather than tomorrow. Is going ahead with his plan for a press conference on Thursday. Said he thought I'd be interested that the congressman coming through the line today at church, this was in a later phone call, were very enthusiastic on the crime message. And so we made a breakthrough in the public consciousness on that one, and it's good to slap it to them. And he concludes from that that we have to go to the right in order to get Congress to the center, that maybe we can use the device of radio speeches even more effectively. This is clearly the best way to communicate as a forum, except for national TV at night. And it's a good way to convert skeptics. He hadn't realized the point that the radio speeches are a clean appearance where what you say gets across rather than the color stuff and the crowd reactions and that sort of thing. He wants to be sure they get a good veteran speech showing that we're four Vietnam veterans and differentiate them from the freeloaders. He feels OMB has blown that one. Called again later about ambassadors and said since we've struck out on a businessman to Germany, he wants to send Tom Vail, and that I should call him tomorrow and see if he would take that assignment. End of March 11th.